eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease and a whole lot of love, you transform 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. LED headlights, spoilers, whatever you need. eBay Motors has it at affordable prices. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride every time. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is CarPro USA, where you always get straight talk and honest answers about everything automotive. The CarPro is Jerry Reynolds, a former two-time winner of USA Today's Dealer of the Year Award, the kind of guy who walks into a store and starts comparing price to value. His sidekick is Radio Hall of Famer Kevin McCarthy, the kind of guy who walks into the dollar store and keeps asking,
"How much is this?"
over and over as he shops. Here they are now on CarPro USA.
So what's happening? I'll tell you what's happening here. We're helping people make good car buying decisions, and I will do that for you. Our phone number is 800-926-7777. And if you hear somebody hang up, have that number ready and hit it as soon as you hear someone hang up, because right this moment our lines are full, but every time I talk to somebody, that opens one up. CarProUSA.com, that's the website. That's where you'll find all my car reviews, including last week's review of the Audi e-tron GT, a super fast $161,000 Audi sedan. Just was a ton of fun to drive. Had a little range anxiety because I don't have a fast charger at my house. I'm going to. That's something I've got to do. I'm just kind of looking around to try to find one that's universal, that'll fit all cars, all electric cars. Haven't been able to do that yet, but I will. And when I do, then I'll have one, and I won't have to worry about, you know, by the middle of the week, not having any juice in my electric car that I'm reviewing. Kevin McCarthy is my trusty sidekick. What's happening?
Well, I just learned something again, new every day that we do the show. I had no idea that different chargers would only fit certain cars.
That's what I'm told, which makes sense. Tesla says they're going to make their future chargers to fit every car.
Well, you know, just thinking of the alternative of going to the gas station, every car in America, made in Europe, made Korea, wherever, the fuel nozzle always fits.
Yeah.
I'd be really upset if I bought a level 2 charger or something in anticipation of my new electric car and found out that, oops, doesn't fit.
Well, we were talking about this last night, and my wife says, well, what do you do if there's a power outage? I said, what do you do if there's a power outage with a gas car? The pumps don't work.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that.
Good point. But I do love electric cars when I have them. I had two last week, and I haven't finished the second review, which was of the Kia EV6, which was a great electric car. I mean, it drove great. It's similar to it's a sister car to the Hyundai Ioniq 5. And we did review it, and it was terrific. Good-looking car. This EV6 was a good-looking car. So I'll have that probably sometime this week, along with the review from this week, which is the 2022 Infiniti Q50 Sensory Edition sedan. Nice car. And I said it when I shot video with it, not an overly exciting car, not super fast. Gas mileage is good. Interior is good. Price point is good. $52,000 on the MSRP. Although I did note in the review that for $52,000, kind of thought it ought to have air-conditioned seats and a power trunk closer. Two things that I actually love on cars. Both those would be a must-have for me.
You know, my deal breaker.
Blind spot monitoring.
My deal maker in or deal breaker in that area.
What's that?
I'm with you on blind spot monitoring and backup cameras and everything. If I can't get a heated steering wheel in the vehicle,
yeah.
Uh-uh.
See, I could care less about that. You got those little bitty girl hands over there.
Well, they get cold.
Well, sure they do. Look at them. You probably keep lotion on them. Vernon in San Antonio, you're first this hour. Vernon, what is happening?
Hello, sir. How are you doing today?
I'm just doing fine. What can I help you with?
I have a 21 Toyota Tacoma with 48,000 miles on it, and I want to get rid of it. Here's my story. I bought some land, so I need a bigger truck, but I don't want to get a new truck because it's going to be out on land, get scratched up.
Yeah.
I want something that'll pull a 16 to 18 foot trailer, send you a bigger trailer. I think I got a 99 F-150, but my son said the timing chain tensioner went out on that 5.4.
Yeah.
So when I looked into that, they said you're just as good to go buy a new engine.
Yep.
So a new engine, you're talking $5,000 to $7,000.
Yeah, I don't recommend that.
To rebuild that. What's that?
I don't recommend buying a new engine for a truck that age. I mean, you can do that, and then another big expense comes along, and you end up, next thing you know, you could have bought a nice used truck.
Yeah. So that's what I'm thinking. That truck's been sitting for a little bit. But what I'm looking at is a place where I could take this Tacoma. Like I said, it's 21, 48,000 miles on it. Obviously, it's all highway. And some place to take and do a good exchange on. What would you recommend getting? Something, like I said, that'll pull that trailer with the tractor on, a small tractor, something like that.
What do you think the weight of the trailer and the tractor together are?
That'd be a wag. I have no idea for sure. I know the tractor, it's just a little Ford 8N, little four-cylinder. It's 1948, so it's not very much. Not, you know, not a lot of weight there.
Yeah.
I would still give it that and the shredder. I would still give it, the shredder's heavy. I would say probably a ton and a half.
Okay. I would seriously doubt if it's a ton and a half. I mean,
I don't think so either, but that's what
it could be. It could be. For the application that you need, I still think the F-150 is the way to go with a truck. They're just so tough, you know. There's trucks that I find drive better or ride better, and personally, I own a GMC truck. But I think for a work application, the Ford is. There's a reason it's been the best-selling truck in America for 45 years. And most of that is people who have bought them over and over and over again, and a lot of companies use them. Talk to Henry Finley at McCombs Ford West. He's at my website under Find Your Car Pro, and see what he's got in a used F-150. Your Tacoma's worth a lot of money. The Tacoma market right now is sky high, because there's no new ones around. So even though it's got 48,000 miles, that's not going to make any difference. It's still worth a lot of money. And so I think I would take advantage of this market right now if you can find another truck that'll do the job. I like the 3.5 EcoBoost if you find one of those. Good luck.
The next time International Talk Like a Pirate Day rolls around, tell your friends you got advice from the Car Pro. Call 1-800-926-7777.
Here at CarPro USA, in my experience, I asked somebody about a wreck they've had, and I said, what happened? And they go, I don't know, it all happened so fast.
Always does.
Well, in the all happened so fast category, this is what, the fourth year that you have done a remembrance of Kaylee Mills?
Yes. Fourth year.
And happened so fast is an understatement of what happened to her.
Oh, my God. I don't know. It's hard to explain why I was so touched by that story, but I was. You know, beautiful 16-year-old girl, had her whole life in front of her, unlatches her seatbelt for a fraction of a moment just so she could lean over and take a picture with her two girlfriends in the back seat of a car when it hit a tree. I believe it was a tree. And her life was snuffed out just like that.
She was thrown from the car.
And, you know, who would think that just, you know.
Just a second. Here, lean over here.
Unlatching a seatbelt for that long. I mean, oh, it's in the newsletter if you want to join it and read her story. It's pretty fascinating. Her parents have done a fantastic job educating people about what happened, et cetera. And there's a Haley Mills Foundation that you can contribute to if you would like to. I certainly have. But right now, let's go to James in Malibu Canyon, California. Hi, James.
Hi, Jerry. Your show's been a big help.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that. What can I do for you today?
During the thick of the COVID, I had to pick up a car, just a used car, and I almost fell for the two most important words in the automotive industry. Pretty sells.
And it does.
It worked for Kevin.
Yeah, see? There you go.
But I ended up getting a Toyota Camry instead.
Okay.
And the thing is amazing. It's more loyal than an old dog.
Yep. And just great cars.
Wonderful. Yeah, but for some reason it had a salvage title. But the thing is immaculate. We kept it in a garage. The guy took perfect care of it, and he fixed it. We don't even know what was wrong with it. But that means the insurance company is not going to pay much if it ever gets in a crash.
That's correct.
So, yeah, well, what I'm interested in, I said another Toyota, but I want to know the difference between, so I like the RAV4 is great, maybe the hybrid.
Yeah.
But what's the difference between the Toyotas and the Lexus? Because those Lexus look like Darth Vader.
Yeah, they do. The grill is, it's kind of a love it or hate it. Some people love it. Some people just absolutely hate it. It doesn't bother me. I've grown used to it. And when you're behind the wheel, you can't see it anyway. So that's something. Lexus is just such a good car. I mean, you get more standard equipment with a Lexus than you do a comparable Toyota. I think you'll get more sound deadening inside. You'll certainly get nicer seats. You'll get nicer wood around with it. But, you know, from a drive perspective of just how one drives versus the other, they're actually very comparable. But then you look at resale value. Lexus resale is amazing. So spend it now, spend it later, get it back later. If, you know, I mean, it just kind of comes down to what's important to you. If you're looking for, you know, the cheapest driving that you can do, it's the Toyota for sure. If you're looking for a little more enjoyable drive and better resale value, it's the Lexus. And kind of it's just that simple.
All right. You know, I drive cars until they basically, I don't sell them, I bury them.
Right. What year is that Camry with the salvage title?
Well, you know, it's an 03, but I can't tell because it was immaculate.
Yeah.
No foot has ever touched the carpet.
And look, a salvage title on a car that age is not the kiss of death by any stretch of the imagination. It's not going to kill the value of it. It may hurt it slightly, but it's not a big deal, especially if it's a nice car and it looks good and it runs and drives well. There's always people looking for a car like that out in the open market if you want to sell it yourself.
Yeah, I would have to. A dealer can't deal with it, obviously.
No, they will. They'll trade for it, but they're going to knock, you know, they're just going to knock the value so bad. I think if you, as the guy that's been driving it, can talk to a prospective buyer, it's a great Craigslist car. You know, I don't know what you paid for it, but in this market today, you know, it may bring $4,000 to $5,000. That would not surprise me in the least, even with the salvage title. That's just kind of the price point today. So give it some thought. You know, they're both, the Lexus and the Toyota are both exceptional vehicles as far as quality and reliability. I do appreciate the call, James. Take care of yourself.
Whether to buy new or used, when to trade in your old car, Jerry Reynolds can help. Call the Car Pro, 1-800-926-7777.
Next up is John in San Antonio, Texas. Hello, John. What can I help you with?
Hey, Jerry. I just had a question for you. I'm a longtime listener. I've called many times. You've always given me great advice. So I have a 2018 F-150 with a premium tow package. I love the truck. 41,000 miles. Hasn't done me wrong. 3.5 V6 with a 3.55 gear ratio you recommended for towing
right.
A trailer. Now, I have stumbled upon a 2022 F-150, same Lariat, same package, but it's a hybrid.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering what your thoughts are about the hybrid and if it's even worth the extra money and the interest that I would have to pay now compared to my, you know, 3-point-something% I have now compared to what we're looking at nowadays.
Well,
overall with gas prices.
I had the Power Boost hybrid earlier this year. And if you'll use the search box at the top right and just put in F-150 okay. hybrid, or you can put in Power Boost, it'll pull it up. The truck was exceptional. And like I often do with alternative fuel vehicles like hybrids, I do the math for you. You know, what the upcharge okay. for the Power Boost system is $2,500. So what I look at is, how long does it take you to get that $2,500 back? My math in that case was you would save $375 a year. Now, that was at $3 a gallon, which it was when I did this mm-hmm. review. So the savings would be greater now. But even at $3 a gallon, the time to break even was 6 years. And so, you know, I thought it was worth it, and I made the comment, would I opt for the Power Boost? And I said I would, for sure. It's got an onboard generator. It's got a lot of neat features. You know, and I think from a resale standpoint, it's going to do extremely well. And the towing capacity is not diminished. It's enhanced. It'll tow 12,700 pounds. So before we run out of time, I will tell you to read my review at carprousa.com. I explain it all there. I think it's a great truck.
Get your bets now, ladies and gentlemen.
If you're not looking at a CarPro recommended dealer, you're just rolling the dice. Call the CarPro for a sure thing at 1-800-926-7777.
This is CarPro USA, and this week we published a thing unique to Texas. If you're living in or listening in Houston or somewhere else in Texas, it's definitely of interest to you. If you're in California, you can kind of find out a little bit about what Texas is like. Anyway, the Texas Auto Riders Association Roundup, where they get all the riders and a whole bunch of cars and trucks together and run them around a speedway and talk about them and stuff. The overall award winners this year, the family vehicle of Texas, Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
Yeah.
Performance vehicle, the Lexus LC500, which mm-hmm. I'd love to have. But
yeah, nice car.
The CUV of Texas, the Hyundai Ioniq 5. Yeah. Which also won as the electric vehicle of Texas, the Hyundai.
Yeah, and Amy went to the Auto Riders Roundup. I did not go. She's an officer. She's their PR person, I think, besides what she does for us. But anyway, really wasn't that many cars there this year because of the shortages. So, you know, Stellantis showed up, certainly. Kia and Hyundai showed up.
Lexus.
Yeah, Lexus and Toyota showed up.
So you mean the results are a little bit influenced by who came to play?
Well, I mean, if you only got a limited number of cars to choose from and write about, then, yeah, it's going to skew things just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
But, you know, still, it was fun, and there was a lot of good information
there. Oh, I did have a question for you. Another educational moment. The feature awards. The best new feature was Hyundai's vehicle-to-load V2L function.
Yeah.
What is that?
I have no idea. Thanks for asking.
I finally stumped you.
Yes. None of the Hyundais I've reviewed had anything like that. So I'll check it out.
Okay.
Victor in Brunswick, Ohio, welcome. You are up on CarPro USA.
Good afternoon, Jerry, and you too, Kevin.
Thank you.
Thanks, pal.
I've called you in the past years ago, actually. I called for your advice when I was trying to decide between a Toyota and a Jeep when you suggested taking a look at the Subaru. Ended up purchasing the Subaru Outback for that year.
Yeah.
That was back in 2017. I actually purchased it in 2016. I know my question today seems like I'm getting ahead of things here, but I'm thinking about our current lease that we have now on our 2020 that we leased back in April from Sarah Subaru. And we took out a 3-year lease with 12,000 miles. And after looking at your end of lease options for seniors, I recently looked at the residual value of the lease car, which is at $22,360 plus taxes and fees. We originally put $5,000 down, and when we made the decision to lease it with 12,000 miles instead of the 10,000, it now has 17,300 in just over 2 years. That 2017 Outback, I have just over 63,000 miles on it, and this was paid for when we bought it.
Right.
So because new car values and leasing values are constantly changing, uncertainty in the markets and the future and how many years it's going to be lasting like this, I just wanted to get your thoughts on whether I should consider purchasing it outright at the end of lease for that $22,360 value that they have it listed as, plus the fees and all that.
Well, we know it's at least $5,000 under market value, right?
Yeah, at least.
And it may be more. I'm just being conservative. You know,
it's a lot more.
Anytime.
17. Yeah, go ahead.
Anytime you can buy a car that far under market value, that you know the car, you know the history, yeah, I say buy it. I mean, unless there's something else out in the market that you love or would rather have, then you know Subaru by now. You know it's a great car. You know it'll last for a long, long time. Virtually trouble-free. Yeah, I'd buy it. I'd buy it and finance it and get an extended warranty or pay cash, whichever works for you. But, you know, putting money down on a lease, as I've told you, you know, doesn't help you at the end of the lease. You got the rare opportunity to recoup what you put down on the lease plus more equity on top of that. It'll never happen again. Don't get spoiled, but you could certainly do it right now.
One other question, if you don't mind me asking. We're planning a vacation, and I was thinking about leasing a larger vehicle just for the vacation travel time.
Yeah.
Any suggestions on something with four adults for comfort ride?
Well, any of the SUVs, if you can find one, because rental cars are really short right now. If you could find a Toyota Highlander, a Ford Explorer, a Nissan Murano, all those are comfortable for four people. And they won't break the bank with gas. You're just going to have to, you're going to have to look. I mean, new cars are so short, the rental companies can't get them. I'm seeing the rent car companies every week buying at the auction, buying vehicles with, you know, 15 to 20,000 miles. They're overpaying for them, but it doesn't matter because they're not going to sell them for a long time. And they're going to rent them in between. So they're out there. You just got to look a little bit and see okay. What you can find. But I'd definitely go with the SUV. I think you'd be very happy with that. I do appreciate the call, Victor. It's nice talking to you again. Always let me know how I can help. David in Los Angeles, welcome.
Hi, Jerry. Got a question for you about a Mercedes EQS.
Yes.
Have you ever reviewed one of those?
No, I have not. They just are hitting the dealers right now. And with the shortages out there, I don't know how soon I'll get my hands on one. I have requested it because I think it's just a beautiful car. You know, and I wasn't shocked by the price. I mean, the base price starts at about $100,000, which when you look at the interior and the dash of that thing, oh my gosh, it is just a stunning vehicle. The range is good too, but it's just too early for me to comment on really anything as far as how it rides, how it drives, et cetera, et cetera. I'll have one. And I'll probably have it pretty quick. If they're hitting the dealers now, there'll probably be one in the press pool within 30 days or so. And when that happens, yeah, I'll jump on it.
Yeah, I've looked at the one at my local Mercedes dealer, and the thing is just gorgeous. I've test driven it, and you better have the seatbelt on tight because it just goes.
That's what electric cars do. That's the acceleration. The equivalent of torque in a gasoline-powered vehicle is just amazing. It's outstanding.
Oh, yeah. Right now I got a 2015 Mercedes E350 that's about 80,000 miles on it.
Right.
And normally I would keep, like, for a minimum 10 years. The thing's been pretty much trouble-free. But it's like I see this thing and it's like, I just want to get it.
I'm with you. It reminds me of the Lucid, which I have been in love with since the day they started building those. The interior and the dash and things really reminds me of that. But, you know, there's just so many other the plus of the Mercedes is there's so many places that you can service it if you need to, and that's a problem with Lucid because they're a startup. They're a brand new company. But you're ahead of me, pal. You've driven one. I have not. But I hope to soon, and when I do, you can bet I'll let you know what I think.
Don't be SOL when you buy an SUV. Call the CarPro for the right deal at dealer. 1-800-926-7777.
Last call to sign up for the newsletter today, including the top 10 small SUV sales last month. Jerry's true stories from a car dealer number 2, the camper, the all-time topper, the funniest one he wrote out of the 40, and more. Sign up at the website, carprousa.com, and modern technology means you'll get your newsletter back in just a moment or two.
Yes, you will. Don in Cypress, Texas. Welcome. Don, what can I help you with?
Hi, Jerry. I've been driving a Toyota Avalon since 2006.
Yeah.
Really like the cars and so forth. Was planning on buying a new one. Of course, now they're being discontinued. I just wondered your thoughts on buying a car that's discontinued as far as being made anymore.
How long do you typically keep a car?
I keep them a long time now.
Then it wouldn't make any difference that it's discontinued. I mean, the only fear of a discontinued car is not parts or service or being able to, you know, take care of things with it. The only risk with a discontinued car is resale value. If you're going to keep it 10 years, resale value is out the window. Doesn't make any difference. So, yeah, I mean, I'm disappointed they're doing away with the Avalon. I was shocked to read that, but cars are, and when I say cars, I mean sedans, just aren't selling anymore. And that has been one of the best cars ever. And you could almost see it coming when they discontinued the Lexus GS, and which was its sister car. And I thought at that time, because the GS has been gone now quite a while, a couple of years. And I thought, gosh, either if they do away with the GS, maybe that'll make the Avalon sell. Because people often go between Toyotas and Lexuses. But it didn't, and they decided to discontinue it. I hate to see it. But I would certainly grab one of the last ones before they stop, and you'll be good for another 10 years or more.
Yeah, I'm just not sure you can find them that easily now either.
Well, if you'll talk to Nate Murphy, he's the vice president and general manager at Fred Haas Toyota World. He's at my website under Find Your Car Pro. They're the biggest Toyota dealer in Texas. And if anybody's...
Yeah, I bought my wife four runabouts.
Oh, good. If anybody's got one, he'll have it. And if he doesn't have it on the ground, he'll have it coming in, and he'll take good care of you. These things have not been as much in demand as SUVs and pickups have been. I mean, that's just the nature of it, and that's why they're going away. I mean, it's that simple. Big cars are a dying breed, but doggone it, I like them. I don't care what anybody says. I like a big sedan.
I
just like to ride and drive.
If I can, Jerry, what do you think the car manufacturers are going to do about this catalytic converters being stolen?
Well, they'll come up with some anti-theft things, I'm sure. You know, they can't put them on permanently because they're going to have to be replaced at some point. But I think they'll probably either come with some sort of shield over them that maybe is welded. I know a lot of the muffler shops are doing that right now and making good money on them. I don't know of any type of alarm they could put on it because of the massive amount of heat that comes out of a catalytic converter. So, you know, I don't know the answer to that, but they're going to have to do something because it is a major problem, and it's becoming an even bigger problem as we go along. These guys that are stealing them have gotten real good. They can turn one in about 2 minutes, and that's why they pick vehicles that set up really well so they can slide under there and do it undetected. I mean, I can't tell you how many people I've talked to that have had that happen to them. I got to run, Don, but talk to Nate. Great guy. Now, they're open Sunday and closed on Saturday, so bear that in mind.
Okay, there's new car, used, certified, pre-owned, or maybe leasing is the way to go. There are lots of choices, and Jerry Reynolds, the car pro, can help you find the right one. Call him now at 1-800-926-7777.
Greetings to Michael in Sugar Land, Texas, in the Houston market. Michael, what can I help you with?
Hey, Jerry. My daughter is having a problem with a Kia she purchased brand new in 2017 after Hurricane Harvey. Kia extended the warranty on the engine to 150,000 miles, but because of bad rod bearings. And in this case, they don't want to honor the warranty over a software upgrade that she said she never had any notice of, or she would have got it done. So I'm wondering if you can help us out with it.
Well, has she talked to anybody at Kia themselves?
She's talking to Gay Kia in Webster.
Okay. She needs to go directly to Kia and talk to them. Here's what happens. And it was this way when I was in the car business. When you want something from the factory that's out of warranty, it's what we call an after warranty adjustment. It's easier for Kia to tell the dealer to tell her no than it is for Kia to tell her no directly. And Gay Family Kia is a great dealership, but they don't control, you know, what's covered and what's not covered. They have no control over that. No dealer does. So have her open a file with Kia. There will be a contact us button at the bottom of Kia.com and tell her to open a file and plead her case and let them know what is going on, and maybe they'll step in. My experience has been Kia is pretty good about things like this. They step up, and so does Hyundai. So try that, and let's see what happens. And I hope everything works out for her. I know that's distressing, as it should be. I appreciate the call.
It's not an accident. Jerry Reynolds is called the Car Pro for a reason.
Call him now at 1-800-926-7777.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening, smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, I'm Mark Goodman.
And I'm Alan Light.
On today's podcast, in celebration of International Guitar Month, Pete Townsend of The Who will join us.
Pete went deep with us into his relationship with the guitar and with music in general. The new Broadway version of Tommy, he clarified the status and the future of The Who and much, much more.
Sound Up with Mark Goodman and Alan Light, the only music podcast that matters. Get it on Pandora, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.